Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It sounds counterproductive.
Okay.
Because we've always believed these existed for our safety.
Yeah.
But the numbers actually say the opposite. Because of that, the state is recommending a change. But Tommy, just the suggestion of changing this is going to make people flip the F out. And it will also ruin one of the best kinds of movie genres.
Oh, my God.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Say goodbye to the police chase?
Oh. Well, I thought they kind of limited that now anyway.
Okay, so it goes on a department-by-department basis. Yeah. All right, the New York State Attorney General statewide wants to ban high-speed police pursuits. And those are the ones where they are trying to catch a fleeing suspect that is also in a car. Doesn't matter how fast it can run, they can still drive after you with that. The Attorney General says that these chases are dangerous and they are putting innocent people along with the police officers at risk. For example, story in the Democratic Chronicle says that between 2015 and 2020, 3 in 10 police car chases ended in a crash. Over the last 20 years, on average, a person a day dies in a police pursuit.
Wait, every day?
This is over the last 20 years, on average, a person per day has died in a police pursuit.
God damn.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, this new policy, if it were to happen, would give clear guidelines on when to and when not to pursue. For example, if there is an imminent danger to public safety, you go after them.
Yeah.
You go get them. If it is a violent crime, you can chase. But outside of that, things like fleeing a traffic stop, a stolen car, other things of that nature, once the pursuit hits a certain miles per hour, the police department would have to shut it down based on this state mandate.
But they got those spikes they can lay down. Right?
I don't know if that's only for certain situations.
The strip.
You would also have to know exactly where they're going.
Yeah.
Well, you
have to be like ready.
He's
for
here?
It.
Go up there.
Okay. Like if you're on a long road.
You call ahead.
No, you idiot. If you're going to a police chase in the city of Rochester, you don't know where they're going.
All right.
For those who are unaware.
What about like on the highway?
This would include that, yes.
Because the highway is not less dangerous to chase them, though.
There's also,
I mean, the city's.
No,
yeah.
there's people on the highway, too.
Yeah, but the city's tough.
Fast.
So is the, yeah, you, what?
And it looks way cooler from a helicopter.
Okay. So, Kimmy, going back to the story.
Okay.
For those who are unaware, the Rochester Police Department already has this policy. But right now, every department in the state uses their own rules. For example, the Irondequoit Police Department lets the police officers make their own call in the moment. And this is not official yet. It is just a proposal. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what has to happen for this to be made official, if it has to be voted on, if the AG can just make a statement and say this is how we're going to do it. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do we like this idea?
Shutting it down completely?
Well, the statewide, these are the rules. Shut it down at a certain speed.
No, because then you're like, I can just go.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, how long are you going to let some jackass do that? Till he runs out of gas or loses control of the car?
Well, I mean, but the argument is, so there is data, too, that shows once you stop chasing, the speed decreases, the safety becomes higher.
But how do you get them? How do you catch them?
Valid question. Kimmy, do we like this idea?
I guess I kind of like the idea of letting the officer decide.
Okay.
In the moment.
So the way that it is now.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, that way, like, as somebody who's stealing a car, let's say, I mean, you would know that if you just start to hit a max speed, that they're not going to follow you anymore. Like, yeah, I guess I wouldn't want people knowing that information.
So it's like Back to the Future, 88 miles an hour. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. The State Police Union does not like this idea. They said the report put out by the Attorney General was one-sided. It also failed to acknowledge that all fleeing suspects are breaking the law just by fleeing.
Yeah.
They also argue that officers that do chase use their expertise to balance several factors, including seriousness of the offense, their own personal safety, and the well-being of the general public.
Yeah, I mean, they're professional drivers.
That being said, several reports done over the last few years have shown one thing over and over. Like we just said, if you stop chasing, the driver slows down. Okay, so you're out on this idea.
I am pro-chase.
You're pro-police chase. Kimmy is Florida, out on this idea.
Open her up.
Kimmy's out on this idea. She wants... Okay.
Right.
I do have a question.
What's that?
So the town of Greece, and now Monroe County, just got those LPRs, license plate readers.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're unaware of what these are, they are or will be installed all over the area. They are cameras. They give authorities the ability to instantly scan any license plate to know where that car is at all times.
Yeah.
In fact, just yesterday, the Greece Police Department touted these license plate readers in detecting a car that was taken during a gunpoint robbery on Saturday in Rochester. Stories on 13 Wham if you want to go see it. Three people were arrested. Mm. If you don't have this system, if you now have this system of cameras set up across Monroe County where you can instantly detect where these cars are based on the license plate.
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean you don't need to chase?
Well, how do you still get the guy to stop?
You know where they're going to be.
All right, what do
I do?
You
can track them.
You can track them where they're going.
Okay, but like if he's continuing to speed, somebody's going to have to put their ass out there to get him.
No, hear me out. They're eventually going to have to stop. They're not. Okay. They can't drive around forever. It's not, you know, a balloon in the 1800s. I'm going to travel the world for the rest of my life. All the peanut butter sandwiches I need.
Yeah, but it may be too late.
What do you mean? What's too late?
Well, he crashes or he hits somebody.
Well, then you got him. Okay, again.
But he crashed not because you were chasing him.
And again, the data has shown you stop chasing, they slow down. Look, if you can follow someone via the camera, and I'm asking, 252-WCMF, right?
Yeah.
After all is said and done, that car will track to where it stopped. Why would the police chase have to continue? And if you have the technology, and the police departments have insisted when we talked about this, they need the technology.
All right.
Why not use the technology? Because unless I'm missing something here, you need one or the other. You don't need both.
Well, I mean, the only problem with the readers aren't all over the county, right?
Yeah, Monroe County. Right, now, I don't know if they are currently happening. Monroe County.
I mean, I guess if they were like all over the place, that would be a valid argument.
If they are not here, they will be. Monroe County approved the LPR.
But then it just...
You just want police chases.
Yeah.
You just want police chases.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm asking a serious question. If you paid for the technology... I
mean, we bought them Dodge Chargers, man. Let's use them.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, the state attorney general is suggesting that they ban police pursuits for nonviolent and non-dangerous offenders throughout the state. The RPD already has this policy. The bottom line is, if it is not someone that is in imminent danger to public safety, or they are not going after them because of a violent crime, once you hit a certain mile an hour, the police chase stops. They want to do this because, 1 in 3 in 10 police chases end in a crash, according to the data the state has. They also say for the last 20 years, on average, one person a day dies in a police chase crash. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, brother. What do you got?
So I'm a retired city cop, and I, as a patrolman, did get in chases, and as a patrol sergeant, had to monitor chases.
Okay.
First of all, our New York State Attorney General couldn't care less about the safety of cops. I mean, but let's be real. Okay, she's trying to say that.
Are we being real? Are we being real, Tommy?
Yeah,
let's be real. Mark, what did you see while you were working?
So I grew to become in favor of reduced chases because, you know, a lot of times we would smash up our cars, taking our cars out of service, which was no good. You'd get too many people involved in the chase, even for minor crimes. And in the meantime, calls for service are backing up that really do need to be answered.
Okay.
And there is a significant danger to the public. There really is. However, there are circumstances when, you know, you've got to chase. If it's a violent crime, you know, certain things like that happens. And we got into some crazy ones. I remember one started on Norton Street. It ended on the property of Ginnay.
the power plant.
And the sirens went off when they caught him. That's how excited they were they got him. All right, so, Mark, the way that the policy is written, the proposal, you would be in favor of that based on your experience as a chaser and an overseer of chasers.
Yeah, I mean, it's limited. It needs to be. You can't be. First of all, the other thing is that why chase somebody that's not even going to go to jail? I mean, you're going to chase somebody and give them an appearance ticket? That blows my mind. I can't even wrap my mind around that. At least if you're going to chase somebody back then, back before I retired, they at least went to jail for the trouble. Now you're going to get in a car chase with a stolen car, and they're going to get released right then? No, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why would anybody put themselves in that kind of danger?
All right, let me ask you, because I know you're retired, and maybe you're not up on this technology. With the LPRs, the license plate readers, that would allow the police departments to track these people wherever they're going across the county now, right?
Yeah, so you could do one of several things. You could, you know, try to swoop in and get them in the car, or ultimately just get the car back to the rightful owner. Just wait for it to be unoccupied and get a tow truck and bring it back.
Got it!
That's the other option.
But you got to yell that. You got to yell, got it, when you get the car.
But then the movies would suck.
Oh, my God! Do you hear?
I want to see Burt Reynolds, man. I don't want to see license plate. He's bounding down and reading my license plate. I guess I'll just drink his beer myself.
We also had a limit, how many cars were in it. So the first car in the pursuit was just to consider, his concern was to drive. And then the car behind him would call out to chase. And then the
third car had sandwiches.
Well, the third car, now you got the Blues Brothers breaking out.
Yeah, now you got.
Now there's just cop cars piling up.
I could be, 20 miles away in another area and would be saying, okay, what's the speed? What's the pedestrian traffic look like? What are the road conditions? I had to call all that out. To make sure that I would say, okay, continue on, or 86 to chase.
All right, Mark, I'm sorry, buddy. I mean to cut you off. Mark, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate it.
Sure, have a good day.
All right, have a good rest of the day. All right, so.
So he's pro dial back to chase.
I don't know how to feel, though, because, on one hand, Mark, who has experience as a police officer and oversaw chases, says he likes his policy the way that's written. On the other hand, though, I have a friend who's a complete moron who says he likes chases.
And I like Steve McQueen.
I'm kind of torn
here. Ramp.
I mean, you're right. If this were to happen nationwide, I mean, right now it's just a state proposal, it would destroy the police chase movie.
No, yeah, you couldn't do them.
Right. I mean, you brought up the Blues Brothers, all the Fast and the Furious, this is the French Connection.
Oh, the French Connection.
We could sit here all day and just name police chase movies.
Yes.
But even those police chase movies may be an argument against police chases.
Why?
Okay. Some of the best parts of those movies are all the wrecks along the way. Yeah, you just brought up the Blues Brothers.
And there was always that one scene where a baby stroller coming out and he had to cut the wheel, or some old lady.
But they don't show the rest of the cars behind them.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they don't show the aftermath.
Let's think Blues Brothers, right? Have you seen Blues Brothers?
Yes.
Okay. You wouldn't want that to actually happen in your town or to your car. Also, French Connection, Blues Brothers, Fast and the Furious, you can't tell me in those movies no one would have died in those police chases.
Well, probably not.
The Blues Brothers.
You see the cars, you don't see the people in the
cars.
That's
just it. Yeah. Right? The Blues Brothers would have been a lot more dark when you realize multiple people were killed when they were trying to get the money to the tax assessor.
Yeah, but that's Hollywood. But you could have made, the greatest car chase of all time is Bullet.
Okay.
And it was the first time we ever saw something like that. And it blew everybody away.
It was. It blew everybody away.
It was.
You watch Man Land on the Moon.
Not even close, man. Seeing Bullet today, it still holds up. And it's like a 7 minutes part of that movie is just the chase.
Okay. I'm fine. No one's trying to ban car chases from movies.
And he was smoking and shifting at the same time.
All right. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us at at Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. Again, we're talking about a proposal from the state attorney general. They want to limit police chases, essentially wipe them out. No police chases once they hit, car chases.
No fun.
Certain mile an hour, as long as the criminal being chased is not an imminent danger to society or a violent offender. The data they have says 3 in 10 police chases end in police crashes, and for the last 20 years, on average, one person a day dies in a police chase crash. Brian writes on Instagram, if you stop police chases, it simply increases crime because they know they can get away with it. You're asking people to do illegal things now. Does that argument hold up?
I don't know.
Because I would argue, Brian, on the other side, I get the logic you're going with here. I don't believe that the people who commit crimes in the first place consider the punishment.
Well, I will say, you've seen an increase of just people walking in and shoplifting because they now know that there's a policy of don't pursue these people.
Are you sure we've seen that?
An uptick in just openly walking in and just walking out and shoplifting and like not even trying to conceal it? Yeah.
Oh, but, I mean, you've seen the numbers.
I have not. But I've seen it on TV.
Well, that's what I mean. Look, it could that could be happening.
Because they know now there's nobody that's going to confront them immediately.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is I haven't seen data. Okay. And you would think that if the data was there, which the stores would have, right, that are arguing this, we would have seen that data.
All right.
We haven't really seen the data.
Okay. So you're thinking it won't increase crime.
Well, no, I'm not saying it won't increase crime. My argument is to people that are like, well, if they know they're going to get away with it, they're going to do it. Well, I would argue that a person that's desperate enough to commit a crime or angry enough to commit a crime isn't considering the punishment in the first place.
All right.
And nobody thinks they're going to get caught anyway. In fact, if you are dumb enough to run from the cops in the first place, you do not think you're going to get caught. That's why you're running.
All right, so you think the hardened criminal is not going to change his ways?
No.
No,
the hardened criminal. No, now you're doing bullet again. I don't like.
You don't think it's going to create more crime?
I don't.
You don't think it's going to change the reason.
You don't think
why?
It's going to increase crime?
Okay,
pulling
just
back.
Asking you questions. You don't think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would argue.
All right.
That whether or not the person thinks they're going to get away with it is irrelevant because everyone that commits a crime believes they're going to get away with it.
All right.
Would you disagree?
Let him go.
Why would you commit a
crime?
Right, unless it is a crime of anger and passion, why would you commit a crime if you believed you were going to jail?
Well, you're talking about nonviolent stuff, right? Like if I think I'm going to get pulled over a DWI and I split.
Okay, yeah, let's go with that.
All right.
Yeah.
But
that person was already going to be behind the wheel of a car drunk anyway. It's not like somebody's going to have a DW. You know, I'm driving home drunk because once I hit 70 miles an hour, they're going to stop following me.
But you may panic in the moment thinking, like, maybe I can get away with it now.
But they're doing that anyway.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know, man. Okay, let's put it this way. If people, like I said, if people thought they were going to be punished for the crimes they committed now, they wouldn't commit the crimes. Because let's say I was going to walk into a gas station with a weapon. I was going to empty the drawer.
Yeah.
That's armed robbery no matter what.
Okay.
Right? And in this case, me fleeing with a weapon would also be a situation deemed dangerous to the public enough, right? It sounds like, where they're going to chase me. Like, you're using the logic of a person who hasn't committed a crime in why, whether or not they would commit a crime.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I think the logic is, I don't know.
All right.
The two dumbest men trying to walk through this here.
Yeah, now I'm losing car chases at the end of it. And movies just suck.
And by the
you
way,
can't even make a cop movie anymore. It'd be too lame.
Okay, I'm sorry. Isn't that good, by the way?
Like,
don't
yes,
you want lame cop? Lame cop mean things are okay.
But it hurts Hollywood.
Also, wait a second. Like, why couldn't they have a cop movie anymore? Like, Hollywood's going to be like, well, that's not factually accurate.
Well, it kind of
ain't. Chase. You can still do a chase. Nobody cares.
No, Kimmy.
It's a movie.
I don't know. Because it could actually happen. Like, I see it on TV.
Yeah, like with Tom Cruise and all the stunts that he does in the
thank
upcoming
you. Yes.
Mission Impossible 6.
You know that guy flies his own jets?
Mission Impossible 6, not as impossible as we thought.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With the long 4th of July weekend coming up, folks will be looking for local summer fun. And what better way to spend a hot summer day than a trip to the beach, Tommy?
Oh, nice.
Well, it turns out when it comes to the beach, we in our area. You know he's going to be a dick when that left.
No, what are you talking about?
It sounds like a lawnmower we're trying to turn over. Honey, what's wrong with it? Try the spark plug. We're dealing with some disrespect.
Oh, yeah?
You cannot tell me. With all the high-end, fun water areas in our area, only one place shows up on this list.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
I have in front of me a list.
Mm-hmm.
The top 10 ranked beaches in upstate New York. So it's everything north of the city.
All right.
They rank them by cleanliness, clarity, accessibility, and natural settings.
Okay.
And this list is a slap in the effing face. First off, there is only one lake in our region.
Really? Mm-hmm.
That makes
region
the list.
Of lakes.
Region. Thank
a
you.
Finger Lake region.
Thank you. You want to guess which lake made it onto this list?
It's gotta be Canandaigua.
You nailed it. Yeah. Kershaw Park in Canandaigua. Now free.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Wow.
That's the only lake.
It's only not a lot of lakes have beachfront where there's like a lot of beach there to like hang out.
Are you talking
about like the Finger Lakes?
Well, like if you look at even like Skinny Alice, there isn't a lot of shoreline that's taken up privately.
That one I'll give you. A lot of people bought on property when it was early on.
Maybe that could be hurting the Finger Lakes to a point.
Okay, but that's one. That's one. Every other Finger Lake I can think of has beaches you can go hang out on.
All right, so I am surprised Sodus didn't make it.
Right, like somewhere Sodus along Point, Lake Ontario.
Sodus Point has a really nice beach.
All right.
Yeah.
Keuka, Kenesha, Sodus Point, none of the bays in the area made the top 10 list. And I could go on for the next 10 minutes, but you get the point that I'm making.
Yeah, but Duran Eastman's not going to make the list.
Okay, why?
Because it's constantly closed for pollution.
Constantly closed for pollution. I got the pollution down here.
And horny grandpa's ruined it for everybody.
Well, that's where the pollution's coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know, like.
That's what it sounds like when they're doing it.
Ah!
Well, here it comes!
Yeah, like I always kind of thought that what they call it, like the Chimney Bluffs State Park or whatever, is like a really popular destination for people when they visit the lake.
Okay, so why then does the greater Rochester area and the Finger Lakes region get such disrespect for our bodies of water? Hamblin State Park is like camping and everything.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's not enough to make the top 10.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
Oh, you were doing your little evil laugh a second ago. Like, you're a water snob.
I am. I grew up in beach country.
Bro, your old man was peeing off the side of a boat and leaking oil into the ocean. You could talk to me about being a beach snob. Floor it!
So were there other areas that had way more?
It's up in the North Country. Okay, a lot of them are up in the North Country. Right? Which I get fine. Okay.
What, you mean like the Adirondacks?
Yeah, that stuff. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. So that water's so goddamn cold.
I don't think of lakes up that. I know they have lakes up that way, but I think of that more as like the, you know, hiking, mountains, that kind of activity more so than hanging out in the water.
All right. So I know, Kimmy, that Canandaigua has a big beach community, right? Like folks that live in Canandaigua take pride in their beach.
Yeah.
Do we not use our beaches everywhere else to the extent that we should?
No, we don't, probably.
But why?
I guess because it's. It's not ever top of mind, I guess.
Why?
I don't know.
It's effing hot around here.
I know.
And it's been hot for a while. Why?
I mean, Charlotte Beach doesn't get utilized. It's hot. It's going to be packed up.
No, I understand. So then why are they getting the disrespect on this list?
Well, it's also not a nice looking
beach. It is a nice looking. Okay.
Bro, it's
I
not...
hate guys like you. It is a nice looking beach.
Tatted up fatties trying to pretend to play goddamn volleyball.
Tatted up
fatty
fatties.
Patties.
Bro, there's tatted up fatties at every beach.
Bro, that's
across
the, that is the league. At least the league.
By the way, all the tatted up fatties he's referring to used to be on shows you did down in Charlotte. You were on a show full of tatted up fatties.
I'd be hanging out on Joe T Beach.
Why do people think that Lakeshore, that Charlotte is not a beautiful beach?
Well, it's not in a nice area.
What are you talking about? Bro, the homes down there, those are multi-million-dollar homes.
I know, but
homes.
They have problems down there with the kids.
They got problems. Okay, really? Tell me about the last time you went down there and saw problems with the kids.
I just saw it on the news.
No, tell me about the last time you went
my car
down
doesn't go
there.
There right?
Okay, and that's what's so funny about this. Okay, but let's talk about the crime, first of all. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Every time there is an incident in Charlotte that we talk about, right, and we stopped doing it because we had the same thing happen over and over again.
Mm.
There'll be a video of a fight. It looks bad. And we'll talk about the fight. And someone that was there that night will call.
Yeah.
And they'll be in their 50s or 60s. And they'll go, yeah, it wasn't that big a deal. It just kind of happened and it was over.
Yeah.
They're putting up gates now. And here's the thing. I don't live in that community. I'm not here to judge. If it makes you feel safe, we're fine. But this idea, guys like you, if you rolled up collared shirts, I don't go to, it's a dangerous beach from what I see on the social media.
We tried to take the beach back twice and it didn't work.
Yeah, look, that's with the power of your stupid ass show and your tatted up fatties that you had. I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Do you see Charlotte as a nice place to hang out?
I mean, it's a place where I grew up. Like, it reminds me of being a kid. Like, that's where you'd go get ice cream. You'd walk the pier. You'd ride the carousel and play on the playground. I don't know. It always seemed quaint to me growing up. But I guess, like, you know, I haven't really experienced it much as an adult.
But
so,
like,
I don't know.
But here's the thing. Like, Charlotte and Durand Eastman are easy punching bags, but it feels like the people that are punching are the ones that never go down there. It's a legit beach. It's got tons of sand and space. You've got the pickleball and tennis courts down there now. It's a great way to spend a summer day, and I do not understand in a place where you can swim, where you can fish, where you can play volleyball, where you can get fabulous meals at the restaurants all around, where you can get ice cream at Abbott's like the original one.
Score some dope.
Why Charlotte Beach gets such a bad rap.
It's just kind of grimy.
Says man who hasn't been there. And when's
when was the last time you were there?
When they tried to take it back too.
Yeah.
Take back the beach too, Electric Boogaloo. By the way, who are you taking it from, you
I
idiot?
I don't know. Isn't that a great
the
idea?
The guys you had down there were bigger scum than the people you were trying to take it back from.
We brought in our own tatted up fatties.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have in front of us a list of the best lakes in upstate New York and the only lake in our region, the Finger Lakes region.
Yeah.
I would just think we have more beach access in general than most places.
Thank you.
I mean, we just named 10 places within an hour drive of each other.
But the only beach that made the list, Kershaw Park in Canandaigua. 252-WCMF, let's talk to a man who always looks like he just walked out of a lake.
Oh,
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. So Kershaw, I don't know. I'm not really big on Kershaw Park. Like, I live down the street from Ontario Beach Park in Canandaigua. That beach is way better because it's less crowded. But that's just my opinion. I'm surprised.
It's too crowded. Nobody goes there anymore.
Park. Yeah. Beach is full. Okay. But I'm surprised that Sampson State Park and also Fairhaven aren't on that list.
Yeah, Fairhaven's a good call there, Ben. You been to Fairhaven?
Yeah. We used to go there semi-regularly when I was a kid and go kayaking. And I know people that go out there that go camping every year.
No, Ben's mom used to play a really fun game with him.
What was that?
Where they'd get in the kayak and she'd push him out and she'd see how fast she can get in the car and drive away.
I don't know. I think Canandaigua. The other thing with Canandaigua Lake is there's not a lot of places to access the lake because it's all taken up by multi-millionaires' lake houses.
I mean, valid point. I've had that take for years, man. It's horse crap. Like, hey, look at this beautiful lake. You like it? Can't come, though.
Exactly.
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Yeah, there's a stream over there. Go walk in that.
Look, but this list does make one thing very clear.
What's that?
There is an opportunity right now.
To do what?
For some town or village or city in the Finger Lakes region to make a move.
Like promote their beach?
Or develop beachfront area and bring people in. And let's use Canandaigua as an example. Yeah. We've just been talking. They had two resorts open up with bars and restaurants on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone in the country decided they wanted to show up. It's not a complicated process.
No.
Right? If you find something for everyone in the family to do, it feels like people are going to want to be there.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, tell me, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because as we talk about all the areas in our region that are on a lake or a bay or whatever,
mm-hmm.
right, it feels like there are some underutilized things.
There probably is, but I can't imagine what that costs a town to do.
I don't know, but I mean, think about who you'd be bringing in. Look at, again.
Everybody we don't like. Here come the millionaires with their jet skis.
Wait, a second ago, you were talking about tatted up fatties. Now you don't want jet skis? Like, pick a side, man. Pick a side. I mean, look at what Sodus Point was able to do.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful up there.
Look at what Canandaigua was able to do. I mean, hell, Skinny Atlas doesn't even have beach access.
No.
Look at what they were able to
do.
Like, it does feel like, you know, parts of Hamlin, places maybe in Webster, have the opportunity to make something for a community.
All right.
And all of a sudden, you are now a destination to go hang out
at. Yeah, Webster does have a lot of shoreline.
Am I wrong?
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, I know you wouldn't go because you're a snob-ass bitch.
I used to walk my dog down there.
When you live there?
Yeah, not going there now. Okay. Nick, plenty of water in my town.
No, there isn't.
I walk along the canal.
It's a drainage ditch. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. The easiest way to get us, he writes, hey, this is an unpopular opinion. Lakes don't have beaches. They have shores. Shut up, Nick. There are no beaches in New York unless you're on a coast beach.
I like
saltwater.
A Jones Beach.
No salt water means no beaches.
A Rockaway Beach.
Shut up, Nick.
Fire Island Beach.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, yeah, Nick. Good, Nick. Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling.
Curious. Are you guys taking water quality into account for this list?
Well, I don't know. I mean, is the water quality in Canandaigua better than the water quality in, let's say, Keuka or Skinny Atlas?
I don't think there's good water quality in any of them,
to be honest with you. So then why does Canandaigua make the list where these other ones don't?
Probably because they're more popular, have the more one percenters with the vote. I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't think that this wasn't like a national, like, you're going to donate money to your candidate vote.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mark, what's your favorite body of water in upstate New York?
In upstate New York? To be honest with you, I just moved upstate about a year and a half ago, so I'm exploring now.
Okay. Well, no, we really appreciate, you know, a guy that has no idea what he's talking about calling the show and giving us his opinion.
Yeah. Number one thing for me, if I'm going to go to a beach to go swimming, is to make sure the water quality is safe for my daughter.
All right. Where are you coming from, Mark? Where'd you move from?
Long Island.
Okay, yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah.
I can hear it. His stupid voice. Yeah. All right, but I mean, Mark, like when you were down on Long Island, you guys weren't worried about jumping in the ocean. Where did you guys go swimming?
The Hamptons.
Yeah, we would go to Jones Beach or Fire Island. That was more of a Fire Island with the ticks. You know, was more of a problem for me than the water quality.
We got to watch out for the ticks up here too, buddy. I don't know if you've been watching the news. We're looking out for you and your daughter, Mark.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for putting me on, guys.
Yeah, no, you don't want your voice to get any higher. Thanks for the call, Mark. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks.
There goes Mark. You know, for as much as we kick around people from Long Island, they're really good at taking a joke. You got to give credit.
Yeah,
we just beat the crap out of Mark for 5 minutes, and he just laughed along with it.
Yeah, all right.
Lisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, as we're talking about this list. A single beach in the Finger Lakes upstate New York region has made the list of the top 10 beaches in New York. It was Kershaw Park in Canandaigua, brought up Charlotte, said it was underutilized, that it doesn't get the respect that it deserves. Lisa writes us on Instagram, the water in Charlotte is gross, stinky, and sludgy, especially by the sand. And yes, I was there on Memorial Day.
Well, because, you know, the river empties out right there. And you get all that gunk, river gunk, that kind of like hangs out.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
Well, you got the gunk next to the tatted up fatties? The easiest way to make Tommy laugh is to repeat back something he said that he thinks is funny.
That's my joke.
I just heard it on a radio.
But even if you take... like Charlotte out of it. There are all those beaches nearby that still didn't make the list. Like, does it, like Webster?
I'm with you.
Webster's
like
a nice area.
I'm with you.
Like, yeah, like you said before, Hamlin.
What,
like,
is
there
that
are
how you
stretches
say it?
Where, yeah, it's a little bit more quaint that still didn't show up.
All right, well, I mean, go to the beach. Check the water quality first. Yes. Check the water quality.
How do you do that? Bring your little tester out?
No, I think they have reports every day. Like, you can go find
them.
All right.
The DEC? I'm assuming. I wouldn't even know where to look.
I think if it's dangerous, like, they'll put the signs out on the beach.
I would Google water quality for lake you are going to, and it probably comes up.
If I don't see a floating body, I'm guessing it's okay.
Okay, for God's sakes, man. What is wrong with you? Let's take a break.
Dead fish. I know your mom's been there.
Yeah, no, you can't set up Andrew the Punchline. It's not how comedy works. It's not how comedy teams work. We're going to end up back in the Poconos again.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
These are two guys, despite being like the pros pro of their profession,
yeah,
do not get the respect traditionally they have deserved, which is why it is so shocking they both showed up on this list.
Oh.
That being said, I do think the success of the man that is here now is shining a spotlight on how great the guy he will hopefully eventually eclipse was. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This week, a list of the 30 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history was released.
Mm.
And the Buffalo Bills have not one, but two quarterbacks that made the list.
Wow.
Our own Josh Allen was ranked 21. All time, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All greatest quarterbacks of all time in the history of the league. Josh Allen was 21. But ranked ahead of him, Hall of Famer Jim Kelly.
Okay.
Ranked at 15. Are you guys surprised by this?
Well, no. I mean, the run Kelly had was a... ridiculous, okay. Right? Yeah. They were the best team for 4 years.
Second best team.
No, offensively. I thought they were the best team offensively.
Yes, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, Josh Allen hasn't finished his career yet, so you some wiggle room there.
No, I'm not saying that Josh should have been ranked higher. I'm saying in a list of the top 30 quarterbacks of all time.
Oh, you're just surprised that Jim Kelly's on it at all?
Well, Jim Kelly and Josh Allen. I mean, look, maybe not Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly deserves to be on that thing. I'm saying, like, let's not forget, A year ago, mm-hmm. Josh Allen was rated by other NFL players as the most overrated player in the NFL. Yes. And I understand that he's the MVP and we love him. But yeah. It does seem that outside of Western New York, there are lots of people that love to go, he's good, but yeah. He can do, but. I was surprised that both of them showed up on this list. What is interesting here, however, I think that Jim Kelly being ranked at 15 is proof that the success Josh Allen is having is shining a light on how truly great Jim Kelly was. Right? Because, like, look, we knew back in the day watching it every week how great Jim Kelly was, but he played in an era with Marino, Elway, Aikman, Esiason.
And he was in a small market.
You got that? He also was followed by Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Kurt Warner, guys like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when you don't have that ring, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle, right? Like, the average,
that hurts him,
the average NFL fan under 35 doesn't know who Dan Fouts is. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that guy was a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Hell, I would bet the average NFL fan under 30 doesn't know who Boomer Esiason is.
So, who's around Jim Kelly?
I got to pull up the list in front of me here. I'm sorry. I should have been prepared.
I was just thinking, where's Marino?
Yeah, like, where's that era of quarterbacks? Where do they fall?
Why does it not have a link in this story to the actual list? Kimmy, can you Google the top 30 quarterbacks in NFL history? I'm sure it'll be the first one that comes up. Why, you think that Kelly might have gotten shafted?
Yeah, because Marino played in Miami, and Jim played in Buffalo. So I didn't even know how much Buffalo got on TV back then, during the regular season.
They were going to Super Bowls all the time.
I understand that, but like even then, they probably weren't getting the respect that the Jets, the Giants, you know, San Francisco was getting.
Well, we also have to keep in mind, there was, during that time, there was a ban.
I don't know.
The Bills didn't play a ton in primetime because of that incident with the Jets and their bus in the late 80s.
So that hurt them.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't know, man.
People didn't get to see him in prime time. He wasn't top of mind.
But he did have national endorsements. I mean, not to the level that Josh Allen has now.
Yeah, because it just wasn't there then.
Yeah, but he was doing national commercials with that slick back hair and his giant neck. You ever see the size of his neck when he played in the NFL?
No.
It's jarring. Like,
long or wide?
Like, both. If you go back and look at Jim Kelly's neck from, like, 88 to 93... It's like a tree trunk, man. It like starts here, and it only slightly goes in.
So he's got like a solid mass.
Solid mass of neck. And like he's got a long face like I do, too, so his chin points out.
Yeah.
So it just makes
it. It's got to look like his head's on a pole.
That's it. No, it looks like his head is on like a stump.
Oh, all right.
Right? It's like, hey, we got
like it's mounted on his neck.
Stump with a head and arms, and he's one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. You know, it's funny. Josh breaking all of these Bills records and inching closer to taking Kelly out of number one and all these things, right? It is a reminder of how special you have to be to hit that level of football.
Yeah.
Because
well, look how hard it is to find these guys.
We waited 17 years.
Yeah.
Well, longer than that, 96 to 20 years. I mean, Josh Allen and Jim Kelly are two very different quarterbacks, how they play the game.
Mm-hmm.
But to accomplish what you've done, like watching Josh every week and we go, our mouths are just open. Jim Kelly was gaining that yardage with his arm and scoring those touchdowns standing in one place.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable.
It is.
Right?
Plus the training's different. The diet's different.
Yeah.
The partying's different, man.
Yeah. It is funny, though.
Yeah.
When you go back, like how different the NFL is today compared to just 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
If you go, you can watch all these Bills games on YouTube from the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun if you grew up watching them, having these memories flash back again. But, like, it's slow.
The game?
It's really slow.
Yeah.
Like, when you're sitting there, like, you're watching a linebacker blitz, and you can, like, count like, one, two, three. Where today, all of a sudden, the ball snapped, the guy's right in his face.
Well, they're training. I mean, these guys are way faster, way bigger.
It's remarkable. Bigger, faster, stronger, meaner, angrier, sexier.
Yeah, I guess you move a little bit slower when you load it up with like Budweiser and Pall Malls.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A list, according, was compiled by SB Nation. According to a story in the Democrat and Chronicle, both Josh Allen and Jim Kelly ranked as top 30 quarterbacks in NFL history. It was a 13-person panel of writers. Jim Kelly at 15, Josh Allen at number 21. Okay, I have the list in front of me now. Kimmy, did you not find it? I'm sorry.
Well, it's not giving me the top 10. It's giving me 20 through 30.
Maybe they haven't done. Oh, yeah. The article's not done yet.
Yeah.
Oh,
it says, like, stay tuned for spots 20 through 1.
Boo!
Yeah. Oh, it's still in the works.
Yeah. Boo! So just to give you a glimpse of where they think Josh Allen falls historically, he is directly in front of Phillip Rivers, Lamar Jackson, Joe Namath, Ken Anderson.
Man, Namath shouldn't even be on that list.
I'm
man.
With you, man.
Like, that is the most overrated individual ever.
Amen, brother. By the way, Mark's going to call back. Would you say by Namath down at Jones Beach? They got him ahead of Johnny Unitas.
Wow.
Josh Allen.
That's a big one.
There you go. That's a big one. Johnny Unitas is a big one. Got beat by Joe Namath, who's a bum, but he's a big one.
Goddamn heavy. Shave your hair.
And by the way, I believe that, is it this year that Josh Allen is going to break the total touchdowns record for Buffalo Bills history?
Wow. Oh, I thought he did.
I thought he broke the, he's going to break the rushing record this year?
Maybe that's it.
For a quarterback?
I thought he already did break the touchdown record.
He's going to break the rushing record for the Bills?
Touchdown record, rushing touchdowns. Kimmy, can you Google the Bills rushing? Yeah, he is on.
So Thurman would be number one now.
I believe so.
I hope so.
I think, well, it could
be. Got his own hamburger.
It could also be OJ. I don't know.
Oh, I forgot about OJ. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
It seems like Josh Allen is tied right now with Thurman Thomas.
For the rushing touchdown record
at
in
65,
Bills.
Yep.
Okay. Right. Bro, think about that. He's a quarterback.
Yeah.
Thurman Thomas was a league MVP. He's a Hall of Famer, was arguably, he was a top three running back during his era. Mm-hmm. And Josh Allen's about to break his team record in his eighth season for touchdowns as a runner.
But he's also going to eclipse OJ, who had.
He already has that.
Yeah, he already has OJ insane. At 57.
There you go, man.
Wow.
It's a different game these days. These guys made from a different club.
Oh, yeah.
It's a game. When the game was a game, except the game is better now than the game when it was a game.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.